where the complex inside is lost with the third eye. So smile because the thoughts that pass do not make you wrong or right. Always wake up and notice the third eye. We are what we call ourselves, we must fly. And when you see the stars so bright, you say namaste and know you are the thing. Wake up and notice the third eye. We are what we call ourselves, we must fly. And when you see the stars so bright, say namaste and know you are that. I'm saying, can you even tell me why these things we see are something to make us happy? Go buy this and flaunt that, it's what the cool kid's doing. Fashion and success and rap is bad influence. Wake up, just realize that happiness is not inside that image of lies. It doesn't take lots of money to smile. You can grin right now, but gotta let go once in a while. Put the ego down for a minute. Think through the nothingness of each printed concern or worry or suffering of mine. You are not the thoughts that make you cry. Oh, wake up and notice the third eye. We are what we call ourselves, we must fly. And when you see the stars so bright, just say namaste and know you are divine. Wake up and notice the third eye. We are what we call ourselves, we must fly. And when you see the stars so bright, just say namaste and know you are divine. You are divine.
Hey, you're listening to 104.5 WRFU. Boom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom,
da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da-da-doom, clap, boom, boom, da-da-da-da
Anna Tanay right here at 104.5 with Be Mine Tonight. I love it. Great song, Anna Tanay. Keep those hits rolling into 104.5. Well, here we are. WRFU is an open forum for a better Champaign community. Views expressed of those of the speakers are not intended to represent WRFU, UC, IMC. And I'm just happy to be here, baby. Let's go.
Don't know what the fuss is about. I'm trying to figure it out. Filling my mind with clouds doesn't make it easier. It's funny now, I get it. Didn't fall to my knees, was a member. Yeah, it happened, and that's cool. But I never play the pity fool. I was charged in the moment, like my time was being stolen. Hours upon hours wasted, in the face of it, I could taste it. Could've been dancing or singing, could've been fighting or swinging, could've been writing or playing, every single word now that I'm saying. Getting bent out straight for a moment, try to find something harder, more potent. Bored with the same old fashioned quotient. You can say it if you want, I'm outspoken. But don't know what the fuss is about. I'm trying to figure it out. Filling my mind with clouds doesn't make it easier. Don't know what the fuss is about. Lights flash and then flicker out. Make me wanna scream and shout. Flash and then flicker out. Make me wanna scream and shout. Doesn't make it easier. Yeah, I'm a gamer, but not in the game. Playing in the sandbox, myself is a shame. Want all the fortune, but not the fame. I know you know me, you know me. Spending day like back in the day. Blowing whale be floating my way. Giant tail on drunken display. And we were like, ha ha, free the way. Could have been losing or winning. Could have been choosing to sin in. Could have been foolish to give in. But you know I didn't, I didn't. Getting sent out first in the morning. Bringing home something to get them all going. Hit it up pumping, get the blood flowing. Not gonna stop, gonna win blowing. But don't know what the fuss is about. I'm trying to figure it out. Filling my mind with clouds doesn't make it easier. Flash and then flicker out. Make me wanna scream and shout. Doesn't make it easier. Don't know what the fuss is about. I'm trying to figure it out. Filling my mind with clouds doesn't make it easier. Flash and then flicker out. Make me wanna scream and shout. Doesn't make it easier.
It's divine choice. With another testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. Hey, yo, I lived through it all, yeah, the pressure was real. Mm-mm. Pain and the struggle left permanent scars to heal.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, tears, every lesson I read. Walked straight through the fire, never folded in fear.
Stayed
on alert, had my guard on lock. Deep in these scriptures while I weathered the shock. Jesus, please deliver, hear my heart when I call. Your daughter still standing, you carried me through it all. Trauma had me flashing back, running blocks in the rain. Trusted all the wrong hands, only multiplied pain. Caught up in illusions, everybody wore a disguise. Smiles on their faces while deception filled their eyes. Fumbled every play, till you shifted my lane. Opened up the heavens, let your mercy pour like rain. Jehovah broke the chains, now the shame can't remain. Got my heart burning holy every time I praise your name. Now I speak with discernment.
Every word got purpose. Living what I'm learning. Let the spirit do the work.
I lived through it all, yeah, the pressure was real.
Pain and the struggle left permanent scars to heal.
Blood, sweat, tears, every lesson I
wear. Walk straight through the fire, never folded in fear.
Stayed on alert, had my guard on lock. Deep in these scriptures while I weathered the shock.
Jesus, please deliver, hear my heart when I call.
Your daughter's still standing.
You carried me through.
You told Peter, feed my sheep, that's the mission I'm on. Lifting every broken soul until the darkness is gone. Mary, wash your feet with her hair in her praise. Pure devotion, show the power of surrender and grace. One touch from the hem changed the whole situation. Now I'm testifying about your love and salvation. Been fighting these feelings, but my faith keeps revealing. Every prayer to Jesus brings another step of healing.
Ayo, I lived through it all, yeah, the
pressure was real.
Pain and the struggle left permanent
scars to heal.
Blood,
sweat, tears, every lesson I
wear.
Walk straight through the fire, never folded in fear.
Stayed on alert, had my guard on lock. Deep in these scriptures while I weathered the shock.
Jesus, please deliver, hear my heart when I call.
Your daughter's still standing, you carried me through it all.
This divine choice. This divine choice. This divine choice.
You're listening to DJ BJ Clark on 104.5.
I had another vision of love. Yeah. I had another vision of love. Oh, I love the way that you let me see my delicious meal before I could feast. You fulfill my curiosity by putting that whip appeal on me. The way we grinding under these sheets, knowing our bodies enjoying each other's chemistry. While I'm kissing on your neck, we begin to sweat. I bet this is a night that you will never forget. Love, Dallas, places, cameras being lit like the names. Our clothes being ripped off, starting in the hallway. As you give me talk, like a toupee. And looking up with those sexy eyes as I lay. That's my babe, she got a mouth full with nothing to say. We'll keep it going with this foreplay. Returning the favor back to you. I'm about to go, I like to do this. Love making is only for me and you. Oh yeah, and it's true.
Until I have another,
I had another vision of a is a sexual role play. So slide your panties and apron to the side and let your back and my front collide. We go far deep inside. This is most of my ego. Then helping your pride. Now I want your life.
did fall in love with an angel, a lady that is sweet, that is down with the heat. Some type of lady I was expected to meet. She's a trick to my tree. I don't fall in love easily. I didn't expect her to be freaky. Did I get hypnotized? Cause the real be recognized from her hips to her thighs. But I'm a so sexual. Told her so happy acting all sexual. Don't think I'm about getting physical. What type of woman care about man's mental health? Shorty must love me to death. She would hate to see me take my last breath. I am surprised that she likes me. Shorty won't be scooping like ice cream. I'm surprised that she likes me. For shorty won't be the scooper like ice cream. I don't know where you get these women from, man. I don't know where they at. Don't tell me I gotta go overseas. I know there's something like this in the States. You know, the angel of earth.
Something about you makes me a fiend. I've been dreaming about sweets in my dream. I wanna taste it so right with the queen. Something about you makes me a fiend. I've been dreaming about sweets in my dream. I wanna taste it so right with the queen.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy DJ BJ Clark. We're live right here at 104.5 WRFU. Our disclaimer does say WRFU is an open forum for a Banished Champagne community. Views expressive of those of the speakers and not intended to represent WRFU UCIMC or Banished Socialist Forum. You know, September 5th, I'm hoping to be a part of something big. For the Homegrown Music Festival. Last year, I sat in on a panel at the Homegrown Music Festival. As you guys know, once a year here at the IMC, we host several music festivals, you know, throughout the year. And for artists that want to know more about, you know, signing up. Now, as of right now, we're fully booked for performances by independent artists, but you can always get in 2027. I'm always keeping my eye out for cancellations and things of that nature, but as of right now, if you're an independent artist and you're trying to perform here at the Independent Media Center for the Homegrown Music Festival, we are fully booked at this time. And that doesn't mean, and you know, you guys always know there's cancellations left and right and all over the place. So, just, you know, it's always okay to pray, you know. But last year I sat in on a panel. And as you guys know, why, DJ BJ, were you not even a part of the panel? That's the first question. Well, when I'm hosting a music festival here at the Independent Media Center, I'm working. What does that mean? I'm working. I'm running the sound, making sure everything is coordinated correctly. Bands are being treated right. Artists are being treated right. Green room is set up. You know, sound, we're going to have two stages, so I got to make sure we have the right people at the right places. And as a manager, that's one of the things I do. But I had downtime. We had a panel last year. And they started talking about, you know, what do artists, the independent artists, truly need, right? Right, right, right. What do they truly need? And being the age that I am and the years that I spent in radio, I've learned a lot about the business side of music and the performance side as well. I mean, as you guys know, I've been playing music my whole life. I've been playing the drums, piano, key. Anything that made sound, I tried to play it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, being multi-talented in multi-different areas landed me an opportunity just to talk a little bit last year to the independent artists that did come and perform. And I just gave them a rundown on what radio stations expect from you out of your EPK, out of your radio submissions, And what's the do's and don'ts, basically, is what I went into last year. And this year's going to be a little bit different. They invited me on for as a master guest speaker. I mean, 26 years in the game as a radio DJ and manager, station manager. It just comes with a lot of knowledge over the time, right, guys? And throughout the show, throughout the week, I always talk to the independent artists about the business side of it. I mean, I like to educate as we go along, all right? But I do think that there are specific blueprints on what to do when you're not making music, you know? Like, making the music part is fun, all right? That's like the game. That's game time, right? Game time and performing on stage, that's like big games. Those are big games, right? But when you're in the studio, that's another form of a game, right? When I say a game, I'm an athlete. As you guys know, I'm an athlete with the USA track and field team as well and coach as well too. So I mesh all these worlds together, and somehow it just comes out as, you know, me being a coach half the time. But I just want to just be in between songs. We're going to talk about this, but things that artists can do to structure yourself like a business, okay? That's the thing. I really want the independent artist to stop looking at this as a, you know, just a thing you do on your downtime and keep it in the closet. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just make music. I just make music. That's all I do. You know, I make music. No, I want you to be proud of what you've got going on, okay? You're an independent artist, man. Not only like 1% of people in the world can say that they make and create music and they're independent artists and people are listening to their artists, they're streaming their music online and they're getting played on radio stations. Not many people can say that, all right? So I need you to have a little bit more pride in what you got going on, guys. All right, you guys are amazing, and I want you to know that right off the bat. So when you're not in the studio performing or whatnot, you could start out with write more music. I know, DJ, BJ, that sounds so easy. But for real, you should set some time in the morning, maybe in the afternoon or maybe after work, but write more music. Write one song every week if you can. You know what I'm saying? Or here's something I caught one of my friends doing. I got phenomenal friends. I always say they're phenomenal, but they really are. Record a voice note of ideas. All right? It's right there on your phone. If you got an idea for a song, just talk to your phone real quick and save it. Right? Also, journal your life experiences. I think that just being a independent artists and writing music, you're a genius. You guys are natural born geniuses, right? So all these ideas that are flowing through your head, you should be walking around with a pen and piece of paper at all times. I mean, you're getting blessed with these beautiful songs. Now, collaborate with other writers. That's something that you guys can do. All right. How about study songwriting? That's something I always tell folks. If you want to be the best, you've got to learn from the best. And the only way to learn from the best is you have to study the best, right? All right. And also, if you need a goal, I always tell my kids, my students and stuff, we got to have goals, guys. Things just don't make sense if we don't have something we're working towards, all right? I don't know about you, when it comes to my fitness level, I'm working to be 80 years old. That's what I'm working for. I want to be the most healthy, happiest 80-year-old man I know. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have goals. Maybe your goal could be build a catalog of 100 songs, okay? That's something you can write down on a board, all right? Practice your craft. All right, that's something that you always should be doing, but sometimes we forget the simple things. Practice your craft, vocal exercises, instrument practice, stage performances. Now, I'm not going to talk smack about Rihanna here live on the air, but I am going to say, I'm going to say it. When we seen Rihanna on stage with Jay-Z, she seemed a bit out of practice, okay? And that's as far as I'm going to go with the criticism, but stage performance, practice in the mirror, practice in the car, practice, 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 okay? Dance if you're capable and able to dance. If you got the moves, then practice your dance moves, okay? Freestyle session, if you're a rapper. I had some young interns the other day, and one of them said that they were a rapper. And I said, oh, cool, bro. You want to freestyle? Let's freestyle, man. Let's put on a beat and make it do what it do. He said, I can't freestyle, DJ BJ. I said, how you going to claim to be a rapper, bro, and you can't freestyle? I said, oh, my. We got to work on you, man. So freestyling is a thing. If you're a rapper, you've got to sharpen up on your skills, and that's how you iron sharpens iron in a certain way. As you get in groups of folks and you just start freestyling, it doesn't have to be battling. You don't have to battle and diss each other. Just freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Breath control. That's one that you can work on at all the time. Just use your breath, breathe in, breathe out, you know, take long breaths, hold in, hold out, things of that nature, all right? Also, your audience notices your improvements. We all notice if you do or don't practice, bro. You're not fooling nobody, all right? You've got to practice. Even your bandmates know when you don't practice, okay? Now, learn the music business. When they come to me from college, all right, and yes, most of the kids come for radio, all right, actually all of them come for radio, but I will say this, the one thing I say is you're here to learn the music business. That's what you're really truly here. We're not going to just play music, man. That's fun, but now we got to understand the craft, why we're sitting in this chair. All right, so you got to read books about publishing. You got to read books about royalties, copyrights, contracts, okay? Read books about touring. What places do you got to know where you're going and know how to operate with inside it, okay? The reason why most of the bands that I'm with are pretty successful, and I'm not saying we're world known, we're world famous or whatnot. I'm just saying that the bands that I've been in, we have went on tours, okay? We've seen the East Coast. We've played in the West Coast. We've been places. But that's because one of us knows how to reach out to these venues and these different music festivals and get us in there, all right? And I want you to be educated as well. Marketing. That's something that you need to know nowadays, all right? If you're an independent artist, you don't really need to study how to get in a studio anymore. You've got to study marketing, because marketing is a part of the music business, all right? And social media, you got to find somebody that's good with it. And I know it's not what, when I started out, there was no such thing as social media whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So the whole social media marketing was a learning experience for me and probably those that are around my age. But I do know branding. That would be something that I do believe younger generations need to understand. Your name is your business. You are your business. And branding is a key mark, a key pillar to your business, to what you're doing in this music business. All right, so read books about branding. Also, taxes. All right, taxes is a big deal. All right, now I don't mean to get on a buddy of mine, but he's looking at, you know, back taxes up to $433,000. And y'all probably know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Twista. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure it was just a big misunderstanding. Okay? I'm sure the money's there. You know what I'm saying? They're threatening them with prison and all this other stuff. It's only $400,000. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can work that out. We can work that out. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is we have to educate ourselves, because if somebody was on his team that studied taxes and pointed out, hey, this is what we need to do when we get this check, this check, this check. Let's go ahead and kick that back so we don't even have to worry about that. Let's pay that off. You know what I'm saying? You would have somebody on your team that's focusing on those areas. All right. That's why it's really important sometimes just to have a manager. And don't hire your best friend as your manager, bro. Hire somebody that is fit for the job. All right. Your brother. You can hire your brother to be your accountant. And he can't even count the $5 that's in the jar full of pennies and quarters. But you're going to trust him with checks coming in? No. Hire a professional. At all times, every area of your life, hire a professional. And take it from me, we don't know everything. You don't know everything. We need help. All right? Everybody has to have a team. You got to have a team. This is the music business, and there's many areas that you need people to help you with. So educate, and learn how artists truly earn money. Okay, how do you guys earn money? And we'll get into that. I'm so sorry. I'm going on and on and on right now. Okay, guys. Register your music. Okay, you've got to get that down too. Now, if you want to jot this down real quick. All right, this real simple stuff here, folks. All right, this is my like 6-7 tip on how to register your music. Okay. Hold on, guys. Let's see. Oh, wow. That's a long one. Before releasing a song, this is the order that I believe works. All right? This works for me, and I hope it works for you. Before releasing a song, Copyright Office. All right? That's who you need to go to. Copyright.gov. Copyright.gov. Yes. Go there. Then, after that, sign up with ASCAP or BMI. Now, I'm going to go back to Copyright Office. The reason why I want you to go to the Copyright Office to copyright your music is there's something special, and there's a good feeling that you get when you receive your certificate of authenticity or authentic piece of music. So when you register with the U.S. Copyright Office, they'll send you a certificate with a seal and a stamp and everything that says Pop Out by Zay Money is official. And you'll have an official piece of paper that says that this is your song by the government. Okay? So after that, then you sign up with the ASCAP and the BMI. And you can do all this stuff kind of simultaneously together. You really can. Just make sure you're checking the boxes as you do it. All right? Now, Sound Exchange. I want you guys to go check it out, soundexchange.com. But that is another entity that you have to sign up with if you're planning on, you know, working this music as the music business. Now, if you just want to be some jabroni making music and putting it out there in the world and just, oh, I just want to be famous, at the end of the day, you're still not going to be famous, okay? And first of all, I would rather be rich than famous. Let me get that out there. I would rather be rich than famous because at the end of the day, you got to be able to feed your family. Your fame is not going to feed your family. The way you set up the system, and I'm teaching you guys, there's a system to it, all right? And this is how the routine system works with inside the music business. Now, I want you guys to get the MLC, all right? Visit the MLC. That's your mechanical licensing collective organization. That's a part of your PROs, your performance rights organizations. Sign up with those guys. Now, once you got those four boxes checked, that's when you go to your CD Baby, DistroKid, TuneCore, wherever you go to release your music, your distribution, all right? Mark that, check that. Then after you go to your CD Baby, TuneCore, then they're going to give you magical numbers that help you track your song. All right, you're going to get one number that's called the ISRC code. You need that for TV and radio. Because that's how we send that to your pros. Every time you get a song spun here at 104.5, we have to report that number that we played Pop Out by Zay Money 549 times. I'm just making up a number, Zay, but I'm sure you'll get there one day, okay? But I'm just saying, then I go in and I'm making a quarterly, because radio stations have to submit songs quarterly to the PROs. So you guys get paid. But if we don't have that ISRC code, y'all don't get nothing. You get nothing. Okay? Just letting you know, I'm being good. Somebody says, man, this guy's the most transparent guy we know. I hope so. My job is to always make you feel comfortable, make you know that I know what I'm talking about with no hidden agendas. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be transparent with you. So after we get our ISRC code, then we get the UPC codes, okay? So that would be the, I can't remember how many steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 steps. I know it's a lot. 8 steps. But those 8 steps will get you somewhere. No, that those 8 steps set up a system for you to succeed. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want you to do. Now, build your brand, okay? This is the next. Now, this is how we're going to pay our family and friends. This is how we're going to start to truly get that passive income and stuff coming in, right? We have to build our brand. Ask yourself, what do people think when they hear your name? Zay Money. What do people think when they hear your name? Now, what you want to do is you want to be able to have a logo. Create a logo. Now, make sure that logo is simple but memorable, okay? And fellas, whenever and ladies too, when you're doing your social media, all right, make sure your profile picture matches all across the board, and this is my rule. That logo should be your profile picture. You don't see Coca-Cola switching up their logo every other week, okay? Like, come on. You want people, when they see your little bubble, they see anything, and they can recognize right off the bat. They're like, oh, that's Zay Money. The one thing I know about Zay Money is his image is, there's green. It's green. So I know when I see green on my screen, that equals Zay Money to me. Okay? It's just an affiliate. I just recognize the colors. That's it, folks. Number two. Have colors, all right? For me, my colors are black and white. Pretty simple, but I'm a business. Like, I'm not an artist. I'm just a DJ at a radio station doing the job. You know what I'm saying? But our colors are black and white. If you ever see me, I'm always wearing black and white because that's the brand. And I want people to always recognize DJ BJ with black and white. No other colors. When you see me on stage, I'm rocking the black and white. All right? Font. You make sure you choose a font that people can read. It's got to be legible, clear. Can we make sure it's nothing crazy? All right? You want people to be able to read your stuff. Website. Make sure you have a website. Build your brand. Now, your website, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's really going to help funnel, you know, people to your website to buy the music, to buy the merch, to find out where you're going to be performing next, okay? So your website should be very informational. It should be entertaining at the same time, okay? We're going to, on our website, we're going to put at least 2 to 3 videos so people can enjoy the videos. And also, folks, when you're doing your websites and stuff, try not to get people to log off on on your website and then go to another site. Because once they bounce off your website, you've lost them. Okay? You've lost them. Now, YouTube's a little different because there's a purpose for it. But most people use their Instagram as their website. And at the end of the day, guess what happens? Once they get done looking at your grid, they're done with you. Okay? They're not looking at nothing else on there. Because Instagram is only pictures and videos. So once I'm done watching that, what else? Okay? Anyways, professional email. Let's make sure you have a professional email. Nobody wants to type in an email that's about a body part or, you know, something obscene, absurd. Let's stick to professional. If it's theymoney.com, then it's theymoney.com, or it's theymoney@gmail, theymoney@yahoo. You know, you got to make sure that your actual professional email matches the brand, okay? So if I'm going to do Benjamin's Bookstore, I'm going to have an email for Benjamin's Bookstore. I'm going to have a website that says benjaminsbookstore.com. Everything's matching, all right? Make sure you have a bio, all right? Get your bio together. Artist story. Your artist story is what's going to help you connect with your fans, all right? You want to let people know. Like nowadays, back in the day, it was all about, you know, let people know less. You got to be stunting, flashy, blah, blah, blah. No, man, not today. People want to see how down to earth you are. People, that's the thing. I went out to, a couple years back, went out to NAMM in California, right? And I met a lot of people that recognized me from the Instagram show, the lives, and all that cool stuff. And a lot of people are like, dude, you are just like you are online. You're just really, you know, you are who you are. All right. Don't make some fake story and then some fake persona that you can't replicate every single time. Why would you do that? Be yourself. All right. So artist story, make sure you tell the truth, man. Make sure you have press photos. Get your photos together. All right. I know this is a lot. We'll be back. And when we do come back, we're going to talk about building your EPK, building your electronic press kit, because that is very important for you guys to have if you're trying to be successful in the music business. Well, since I've been talking about this young man a lot here on the talking segment of this, I'm going to go ahead and play Zay Money's most popular song right now in the Midwest. It's Zay Money with Pop Out on 104.5.
Got that beat from Jumbo. What you gonna do? Where you been? On my mind, thinking about you all the time. Cause girl, you know, you a dime. I'm trying to pop out. I'm trying to pop out.
I take my girl to the choppers. Got shit to look in his eyes. I see them, they looking, they watching. Run up with me, I'm a clocking. I'm only 12 and I'm popping. I'm everywhere and I'm rocking. I got a 9 in my pocket.
I know that you know that we get it rocking. I know that you know that we get it popping. I know that you know that it ain't no stopping. Stopping, cause we love
what you gonna do.
Girl, let's go. Go take a ride. So let me know. So let me know. I'm trying to pop out. I'm trying to pop out. I'm trying to pop out. I'm trying to pop out.
now living in the Jetsons. Check, check. Fly is fly, and dope is dope is in the wind. Edibles potent, lead the path. I now follow, work to feed. Pride swallow, seeing different shades, different hues. Babies, baby rays, no clue. Diaper kind of dirty, boo boo. Ain't nobody safe, full moon. Live in the era, real is rare. Main bra paid 300 for a hair. Wow. Gotta stay clean, old school floor mats, confusion's game. Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, friends become foes. Pimps stain pool pits, cash out microchips, next on the list. It's a different world, self-destruction, foreplays and art. Satisfaction instant, instant. What's your cash out? 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 Colonies arrive on Mars, sound lunch. Third eye never been close, steady suckies. What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your cash out? Colonies arrive on Mars, sound lunch. Third eye, never been close, steady sunkies. What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your cash out? Colony survive on Mars, sound punch. Third eye, never been close, steady sunkies. What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your cash out?
Damn that fat, I can't pass that. I wanna smash that. What's your cash out? I'm about to send you some. I'll pay for lunch. Girl, that jumping, call me a munch. I've been sipping this punch and rolling these. God damn, I love how you flunt. I'm finna stunt and slide in your DM. Upper echelon, girl, I'm the premium. Tracks by CBN, collab with Hotel. What you wanna eat? DoorDash at your doorsteps. F with me and now f with you back. What you been doing, girl? You looking like a snack. What's your cash app? What's your phone number? I'm about to turn you up quick for the summer. And when it gets cold, we gon' get low. I wanna see you put on a show. Whoa.
Man, whatever happened to the old days? Get a girl phone number, cool. Go to the movies, hold hand, walk on Beale Street. Everything to change now. It seems like now it's just, what's your Instagram and let me eat you.
What's your cash out? 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 What's your cash out?
What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your cash out? What's your
What's your cash
app? You're listening to DJ BJ Clark.
Nadani vadile ikopam, nene mi reza. What you still doing down there? Man, if you don't bring your ass on up here. What, you was looking for an escalator or an elevator? Man, we take the stairs around here. Where I'm from, overnight success take 20 years. It ain't no cheat code to the top.
I had to take the stairs, no cheat code. More drip than stalactites. Came from the bottom like stalagmites. Chi-town just to brag rice. Selling AZ real estate, got the bag nice. Been in too much beef, I had to add rice. Beans and greens to bring balance to a mad life. And I'm just giving game, this ain't advice. I've seen the feds turn killers into lab mice. I grab mics, then I check mics, wreck mics. And some off-white sales, a Tinker 3, check nights, catch flights. Three cities before the next night in heavy rotation like tires on BMX bikes. Yikes, and I just cop me a fresh pipe. That just right, the 38 special type. It just might, adios you to the next life. One to the gut, cut you off like the ex-wife. Who wanna feel with slugs through the vest like? You wanna keep your head, what's your best price? I just might let you keep it as a souvenir. Fine print says subject to change if the Ruger near. So when you do appear, I got it on the front seat. Dump heat that slice your turkey hips in the lunch meat. And bump beats by my bro Ham Sand. And plan to empty the drum if the can fan. If hit, blood rush to your head like handstands. This make your bones do splits like Van Damme. This could happen from Chi to San Fran. I'm known to push more tops back than Trans Ams. Man, they call this beast mode. Beast mode. So I'ma let the beast go. Stay fly, keep dough, keep dough. That's what we lighten up the streets for. They call this beast mode. Beast mode. So I gotta let the beast go. I'm on a penthouse suite flow. I had to take the stairs, no cheat code. They call this beast mode. Beast mode. So I'ma let the beast go. Stay fly, keep dough, keep dough. That's what we lighten up the streets for. They call this beast mode. Beast mode. So I gotta let the beast go. I'm on a penthouse suite flow. I had to take the stairs, no cheat code.
No cheat code. Unless you got DJ BJ Clark in your pocket, you know, you may have some cheat codes. I don't know. I hope y'all gonna find out, though. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ BJ Clark, and y'all know that this is the number one station in the nation for independent artists, and leading charge is your boy. How you doing? How you doing? I tell these guys, I got your back like a backpack, man. I really, truly do. I really, truly do. For those that are planning on tuning out and moving on with your day, I know I've been trying to give y'all some vital information about the music business, okay? And here's the thing. I just want to give you guys, I'm going to give you some steak and potatoes right now, all right? I would like to see you guys build multiple income streams, all right? Don't depend on streaming. That's the thing. That's a gamble in itself, okay? We're playing with AI. There's the AI rules right now. I read the rules earlier, but I'm letting you guys know right off the bat that if you're playing with AI and you want to know the rules with AI, you gotta be 50-50 with AI, all right? Half AI, half you. If you do it 100% AI, you're not going to win, because today they made a statement saying that that you won't get royalties off of AI music unless it's like Spotify or something. One of those. There's only like three of them right now that are actually accepting. What is it? Platforms. It's platforms like Spotify, Apple Music. And I said three, YouTube Music. They still pay royalties to 100% AI-generated tracks. Now, me personally, I wouldn't feel successful letting the AI make my whole track anyways. Let's be honest. I want to get up there. I want to be able to perform. You want to be able to perform this stuff in front of people, man. Okay, that's the truth. Why are you making music if you're not going to perform it in front of somebody? Even if it's to your wife and kids in the living room. You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to show it off. So the rule right now is 50-50, all right? And you could do AI co-cover songs and still receive radio royalties. I can't speak about nothing else but radio, all right? That's where I'm at, and that's where I always stay. I'm not going to talk about something I don't know about, okay? That's just how I am, bro. But I want you guys to build multiple income streams. Now, a lot of people forget about this, but I want to encourage you to go out there and do it. Live shows. There's still money in live shows, guys. Okay? And stop playing for anything less than $150. Okay? You guys are worth more than $25, $50, $75, $100. Okay, maybe 100 an hour. Charge people 100 an hour or 100 a set at least. Don't go nowhere lower than 100, bro. You're not doing it right, okay? I'm just telling the truth. Merchandise. Got to get your merch game up, fellas. Here's what doesn't make sense to me. People will be so happy to wear somebody else's hoodie or t-shirt, but they won't wear their brand. Like, that makes no sense. They'll make a video, they'll talk about the t-shirt, but the t-shirts, they're not even getting any money for wearing the t-shirt. What they did was they shipped them a t-shirt, and there you go, here's your t-shirt.